When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Dog Thing under the school. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. I'm your host, Raven Vale, and tonight we descend into the shadows, lurking beneath the most mundane of places, a high school in West Texas, a place of learning, of youthful exuberance, where bright lights and hopeful futures are supposed to chase away the darkness. But in 2017, for one quiet institution, the darkness found its way in, not from without, but from below. This is the chilling account of the dog thing under the school. West Texas, a landscape of vast arid plains, resilient scrub brush, and sunsets that bleed across the horizon in hues of fire and blood. Towns here are often small, tight-knit communities where everyone knows everyone, and secrets are hard to keep. But some secrets are too monstrous to ever be fully revealed, too unsettling to be fully understood, and they burrow deep, like roots seeking hidden water, waiting to emerge. Our story begins in the autumn of 2017, at a seemingly unremarkable high school, the kind of place where the biggest concerns were usually football scores, prom dates, or the upcoming final exams. Life moved at a steady, predictable pace, governed by bells and class schedules, until one Tuesday morning when the routine was abruptly shattered. The first sign that something was terribly wrong was the absence of Mr. Henderson. Robert Henderson was the school's long-standing night janitor, a quiet man who kept to himself, but was known for his diligent work ethic. He was meticulous, reliable, almost part of the furniture, always making sure the classrooms were swept clean and the hallways gleamed for the next day's eager students. When he didn't sign out at his usual time, and then failed to appear for his next shift, a low murmur of concern began to spread among the staff. Initially, it was assumed he was simply ill, or perhaps had a family emergency. But calls to his home went unanswered, his car remained untouched in the staff parking lot, and a check of the school quickly confirmed that he was indeed gone. Not missing a shift, but truly missing. Vanished. The school principal, a pragmatic man named Mr. Thompson, immediately contacted the local authorities. The police arrived, professional and calm, but the situation rapidly began to defy their expectations. There was no sign of a break-in, no forced entry, no indication of a struggle in Mr. Henderson's usual working areas. It was as if he had simply dematerialized into the sterile air of the school corridors. But then, the search team made a discovery that sent a cold dread through the hearts of everyone present. Near the janitor's cart, tucked away in a shadowed corner of the gymnasium, they found it. Not a note, not a piece of clothing, but blood. A small, dark smear on the polished floor, almost perfectly round. And leading away from it, a horrifying trail of crimson, thin and intermittent at first, then growing into a more solid, sickening rivulet. The blood trail didn't lead towards an exit. It didn't lead to a struggling body. It led straight to one of the large metal storm drains, positioned discreetly in the corner of the gym, designed to channel rainwater away from the building's foundation. The grate was heavy, but inspection showed it had been slightly dislodged, as if something had pushed it from beneath or been pulled through with immense force. The blood vanished into the dark maw of the drain. The immediate assumption was a gruesome accident, or perhaps a violent act that had culminated in Mr. Henderson being dragged or falling into the underground pipes. The fire department was called, their specialized cameras lowered into the drain, but the pipes were dark, narrow and twisted, revealing nothing but stagnant water and accumulated debris. No body. No signs of struggle within the drain itself. The blood simply ended at the opening, as if whatever had shed it or taken it had then seamlessly entered another dimension. While the adults struggled to comprehend this grim and baffling evidence, whispers began to circulate among the students. Not just the typical school gossip, but something far more unsettling. For weeks leading up to Mr. Henderson's disappearance, students had been reporting strange occurrences, things dismissed as pranks, overactive imaginations, or the creaks and groans of an old building settling. But now, these scattered anecdotes began to coalesce into a terrifying pattern. One student, a junior named Sarah, had confided in a friend about hearing a distinct, guttural barking coming from somewhere beneath the school, usually late in the afternoon when few people were left. She'd thought it was a stray dog trapped in the ventilation system, but the sound seemed to shift, to move in impossible ways. Another student, Marcus, swore he'd heard a voice, faint and distorted, echoing from the heating vents in the locker room. A deep, raspy voice, repeating a single chilling phrase over and over. It wanted out. It wanted out. He'd told his coach, who merely laughed it off as too many late-night horror movies. Now, with Mr. Henderson gone and blood leading into the drain, these dismissed accounts took on a horrifying new significance. The barking, the voice, the growing sense of unease that some students had felt whenever they were alone in certain parts of the school, particularly near the gym. It wasn't just a missing person case. It was a horror story unfolding in real time. The police, baffled by the lack of conventional clues, began reviewing the school's security footage. Hours upon hours of grainy, black and white video from various cameras placed around the building. They expected to see a struggle, an intruder, perhaps even Mr. Henderson somehow collapsing. What they saw, however, shattered their professional detachment and sent a cold shiver down the spines of everyone in the small surveillance room. The camera positioned high in the gym, covering the area where the blood was found, showed the last known moments of Robert Henderson. He was pushing his cleaning cart, wiping down the bleachers, his back to the camera. The time code showed it was just past 2 a.m. He paused, as if hearing something, his head cocked slightly. He slowly turned towards the storm drain, his posture stiffening, almost as if he was being compelled to look. Then, from the dark maw of the drain, a shadow emerged. Not a typical shadow cast by light, but a moving, living absence of light itself. It writhed, it stretched, and then, impossibly, it detached from the floor and began to crawl. It moved, not just along the walls, but also across the ceiling, with an unnatural fluidity, a terrifying speed. It was a shapeless blot against the dimly lit gym, but as it moved, its form seemed to momentarily coalesce, and then, the most disturbing detail, captured with sickening clarity for a fleeting second, distinct humanoid hands, pale and slender, reaching, gripping, pulling the shadowy mass along the concrete surfaces. Human hands on a creature that defied gravity, moving with the agility of something predatory and utterly inhuman. The shadow converged on Mr. Henderson. There was no struggle shown, no scream captured by the distant microphones, just a sudden, violent lurch of the janitor's body, a brief, silent convulsion. And then he was gone, seemingly absorbed by the shadow or dragged away with such speed that the camera could not register the precise moment of his disappearance. The shadow itself then flowed back towards the storm drain, shrinking, condensing, and disappearing into the darkness from which it had come, leaving behind only the single, silent smear of blood and the dislodged grate. The police investigation stalled. with no body, no conventional perpetrator, and security footage that depicted something beyond their jurisdiction or comprehension, the case quickly became cold. The official report cited disappearance under suspicious circumstances, but the officers involved knew they had witnessed something that contradicted every logical explanation. The school board, eager to avoid panic, quietly reinforced the storm drains, installed new, higher-resolution cameras, and subtly increased security. No mention of the security footage was made public. It was classified, sealed away as a bizarre anomaly. But the fear lingered. The students who had heard the barking and the raspy voice knew. The teachers who had dismissed their stories now looked at them with a newfound, unsettling understanding. The knowledge that something ancient, something unspeakable, might reside just beneath their feet, waiting for an opportunity. The theories surrounding the dog thing under the school spiraled into the realm of the truly terrifying. Some whispered of an ancient creature, a cryptid from local folklore that had found a new urban hunting ground within the school's forgotten tunnels. Others suggested a scientific experiment gone horribly wrong, a mutation from some clandestine lab, now trapped and desperate to escape, its genetic makeup warped into a nightmarish hybrid of animal instinct and human cunning. The most chilling theories pointed to something far more malevolent, a demonic entity or a dimensional anomaly that had breached our reality, drawn to the confined spaces and the vibrant energy of the school, a thing that could shift its form, crawl impossible surfaces, and whisper with a chilling, human-like voice, luring its victims with a perverse promise of release. To this day, Mr. Henderson remains missing. The school continues its daily routines. Students pass through its halls, oblivious to the deeper horror that once stalked its unseen lower levels. But for those who know the true story, those who saw the footage or heard the desperate voice echoing from the vents, the knowledge of the dog thing under the school is a chilling reminder. A reminder that sometimes the most profound darkness is not found in the vast, empty wilderness, but lurking just beneath the polished floors of our most familiar, unsuspecting institutions, waiting and perhaps still desiring to get out. Thank you for joining me on Whispers from the Dark. Until next time, stay vigilant and remember, some truths are best left in the shadows.